the wrong time, so you know what's chal pigul, not on the brosa, because since the brosa is supposed to be burnt, it's not called the dover achila, it's not chal pigul on it. But you know what pigul is chal on the emurim itself. Rashi says it means the yoseras hakovid, the extra parts of the liver, the akloyas, the kidneys. Avoloi brosa could be not the meat of this korban. Shein mispago v'dover shugufoy shazevach, el dover amafagol. Could be Tali Zebiz there, that since this meat is not choshev to be mechashev pigul on it, if you think to eat this meat tomorrow, you do not make pigul. So what then, when you think to burn the emurim tomorrow, this part of the meat does not become pigul. So it could be there's no proof to Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. We have a local Gemara in Milo that says, Purim anis rafim, these purim that echat esapanim, that you're supposed to burn all the meat, that's called purim anis rafim. Usirim anis rafim, we're also going to bring the soyer, the goats, also that's hapanim, that's supposed to be burned, soyer anis rafim, moyelen behem, there's an ister mila upon these kabonis, mishirf teshu, as soon as you maktish, they're called HaKadosh Kadoshim, they have an ister mila, if you have enjoyment from it, you're over the Yisra Milo, you'll have to bring a korban. Nishchatu, once they made a shchita on these Purim Osir Manas Rofim, Hochshiru Lifsol B'Tful Yoyim. Now the meat has a hechshir on it, that if it's full yoyim touches the meat becomes Tamei. Uve Mechusik Yipurim, Muadim, Mechusik Yipurim, touches it, if they touch the kosher, they make a kosel. Uve Lina, if the meat is left overnight, There'll be a psalina on it. That's what it says. So my love doesn't mean to say lina's bosor. Lina means not that the mice of the meat was left overnight, but if you have a machoshev, if you have a machshava, if you only have a machshava to leave over this meat till tomorrow, that's also called the machshavas of tigul. So Rashi, you see that the machshava does pasul. So here you see on the meat, it does have a psul, even though it's not a derech tidit. But the mice said, his boss, he could eat it. So if you mechashev to leave it over tomorrow, it is chal pigul. So my love, lina's bosser, who shema mina, so would have a proof that nigo de posla belina, posla bo machshava, that this type of meat, since the mice said there is a psulina, if the meat would be left over, there'd be a psulina, you can't use it. So at the end, there is a psul machshava. So Rashi said, this is a proof to Reb Eliezer. What I mean to say, a psul machshava, not to say, that if you mechashiv to eat this meat tomorrow, or the chal pigul, that's why you don't have any proof. Because it could be a vadi, you have to have a dover that the derech eat it. But the proof would just be a koponim, where you have a machshava to burn the emurim tomorrow, then it'll be chal a din pigul on this carbon. Even the meat would also be mispagal. That's a full proof to Reb Eliezer. That's what I mean to say, that there would be a psul lino, a psul pigul, would be chal upon the meat of this carbon. So it's a raya to Reb Eliezer. Tomorrow says, Lloyd, that's not the pshat here. It could be linas imurim. It just means that's also means if you leave over the imurim overnight, so you're not allowed to burn it anymore. That is a psul lina. And the same thing, there'll be a psul, machshavas lina, on the imurim. But maybe if you think to burn the imurim tomorrow, you know what's tigul, only the imurim itself, but not the basar. So again, you have no proof to Reb Eliezer. Loi linas emurim. Tomorrow says no. Hamid diktani sefer. Since it says in the sefer, kula moylam behem al beis hadeshin ad sheyutach habosa. There's all mila until your mamish burned the bosa completely. Rashi says jitach as a bosa gafinin. So kitzur is nisa mila this meat ad sheyutach habosa until the meat like is dissolved until it's burnt up. Up until then, it's still called Kochi Hashem, and therefore there's Nisamila on it. So the Chur Mechlal de Reisha Linas Bosa. That since the Sefer is talking about the meat, that there's Nisamila on the meat, the Chur de Reisha talks about the Psulino, is also talking about the meat. So it would be approved to Reb Eliezer. So Mara says, no, Midi Ira, there's one have to do with the other. Hokad Yisa, Hokad Yisa, each one has its own halacha, tell you. Reisha Emurim, the Sefer Bosa. The Reisha, maybe the Psulina is only going upon the Emurim, and the Sefer that talks about the Issa Mila, that's talking about the Bosa. But again, it could be there's no proof to Rabbi Lezer. Moisev Rab. Rab asked a question like this. It says, the Elu, Shein Mefaglin, Vien Mespaglin. These are the things that they do not make pigul, and they do not become pigul. Shein Mefaglin, Vien Mespaglin. Semer Sheberoi Shekvosim. The hair on top of the head of the lambs. They, if you think about that, they do not make pigul. And when the korban becomes pigul, they do not become also. The seyer shebezokin teyoshim, and the beard of the goats, the or the haroitiv, the skin of an animal, the haroitiv again, that's like the juice, the akefa, the thick part of the meat, the olo, that's the small part of the meat that's left over on the skin, the amoiro, and by a bird, that's the crop, the junk, that's the crop. We had some, so the burns of the korban, the agidim, the veins, the kanayim, the horns, the atofayim, and the hooves, the hashlil, the baby itself, the hashilya, that's the placenta, the chol of milk hamakdoshim, or beitzei turin, or the eggs of the birds. All these cases that they do not become pigul, and then they do not make pigul. Kulam loy mefaglin, loy mespaglin. All these things, if you have a machshava, these things, they do not make the korban pigul. When you have a good machshava's pigul on the korban, these things do not have the yisur. V'yein chayov ha-maleyim ishom pigul noisev tomei. Hu adin, there's no yisur noisev on these things, and if a person becomes tomei, there's no yisur of eating these things. And v'hamala mehem bachutz, if anybody is makter part of these things outside the Beis Migdash bachutz, there's no yisur Haktaras chutz. It's only an issa on the part that's supposed to be burnt inside. But a part that's not supposed to be burnt inside, there's no issa of hamala bachutz. So now, my law doesn't mean to say, loy mefaglin hazevech, v'loy mespaglin machmud hazevech. If so, be kasha on Rav Lezer, who these things do not make pigle. And in the case where there is pigle on the korban, these things are not mespagle. Rashi says it means, in chishv lechel bosor hazevech, or the hakter in Murum Chusas Manoi, learn the spaglu and learn the spachil chorus. It's also tiyuft on Rab Lezer. Because here it's clearly the shlil and the maror, it says they do not become asa. And according to Rab Lezer, they do become asa. So Mori says, no, that's not the pshanis brais yeloi. It means to say is loi mefaglu and it's a zevach. Means if you think to eat these things, chusas manoi, the wrong time, they do not make the korban apostle. They do not make pigul in the korban. For loy mispaglin machmas atzmon, and they do not even become also machmas themselves. That's all it means to say. In other words, they themselves don't become pigul. Not only don't they make, if you think they eat these things chusmas manoi, not only don't they make a psul pigul on the korban, the rest of the meat, but even on themselves, if you eat them, they also do not become pigul. And that's what the Brisa means to say. When pigul is chal in the korban, these things would also be yosot, like Rav Lezer. But if the Yochi is so, how did Tony say that they were not in his favor? Cool on all these cases, let the faglin. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Gemara says, the Yochi, that's the pshat, if so, how did Tony say that? That's what it says in the Sefer is Braisa. Cool on all these cases, loy mefaglin, loy mespaglin, hasu lomli. Why does it have to say more than that? The Joshua said, loy mefaglin, loy mespaglin. But why does the Braisa have to end off again and say, v'yein chayov malei mishum pigul? If you learn b'chlal, there's no pigul on it, so we know down the ratio. That's what loy mefaglin, loy mespaglin means. So why does it have to repeat it again and say, ein chayov malei mishum pigul, hasu lomli? Samara says, like Nazachur, that's what the Sefer means to say, that it itself does not become pigul. But you're going to say that's what the ratio means, so why does it have to end off for again and say a second time that there's no it's a pigul on it? Hasu lomeli. Samara says, listen, no time even according to your time. Ein chayovim alei mishun pigul. Hasu lomeli, what does it have to say it for? That's also extra. So Rashi says, it says it a third time. Time shlishis lomeli. It says it three times. So anyway, the third time is Akasha. Ella, what do you have to say? I did the boy the misni noisev tomei. Since the one to say the loch of noisev tomei, Tony Pigle says Pigle also. But I Yochanan here also. Adi the boy lemisni. Hamalamihem bachutz. If you bring for these things outside, that you not chayiv. Saranami v'kulam lemefagul lemespagul. That's what it says the second time for. Sinechnaim. That it says an extra time is not a diet, but it says an extra to teach you something else. But therefore, could be like Reb Lezer. And after it says that even the shalil, it's loy mefaglim, loy mispaglim, it only means that it itself does not become pigul. But in the case where the korban itself becomes pigul, and echnami, then the chiyah pigul bichal upon this also. So could be there's no kashrut in Reb Lezer. Rav Amarav says, af ana namatin, we also learn like this. It says, Hashem, it has some gedoshim, if you shech the korban, lecho shlil. You have a mind to eat the uber tomorrow. Or you show you to eat the placenta tomorrow, bachutz. Is not pickle, there's no one to pickle. Why? Because these things are not royal achila. The amolik is a term, you make a malika on the birds, on the carbon. Lecho bet tesayim bachutz, you have a mind to eat the eggs tomorrow. Also not pickle. Why? Because these things are not both part of the carbon. But the Torah then it says, chay lechol of amagdoshim, or beit seiturim, en chayot malay mishum pickle. Meis to betomei. It only says these things. Mashmo hoshlil v'shilya chayovim. Mashmo though upon the baby, the uber, and upon the placenta, there would be chal nisa pigol. Like if the bosser has a nisa pigol, it's chal upon these things also. Ela shramino, kan machmas azevach, kan machmas atzman shramino. Rech nami. If there's a full pigol chal upon the carbon itself, because you're machash, you feed the real bosser tomorrow, then the nisa pigol is chal, even upon the shlil also. But that would, that then there is chal is the pigle. But when is there no pigle? Only if you only mechash your teeth, the shilui itself tomorrow, that does not make pigle. So the Shramin is a proof to Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer coming out, we have a proof to Reb Lezer. Now the Gemara says here, Tanan Hossam, learn the Gemara later that talks about, Halachi Molu Lo Yordu, if something was put on the Mizbeach, we do not take it down. So it's brought down there that a Bali Mumin, what's going to be if the animal itself is a Baal Mum? Is a Baal Mum on the animal? So Loch is that Rabbi Kiva Mach Sheba Baal Mumin. Rabbi Kiva says, yes, still is kosher. If it's Olu, the Maestro, if they brought this for a korban and they put it on top of the Mizbeach, it's Lo Yerdu. You do not bring it down. So Gemara says, Om Rabbi Chiyah Barabo, Om Rabbi Yechanon, that Lo Yechshe Rabbi Kiva, Ella Badukin Shebayin. Where does Rabbi Kiva say that if the Baal Mum, the animal's on the Mizbeach, we do not take it down? Only if the Mum is like a split in the eye. That's the only Mum. What's the reason why? Hayeluk Sharon B'Yefis. Since there's no psul Mum by an eye, by a bird like this. Rashi says, L'chadchila, ein poysu bem el chasaron eva. Only if they're missing whole eva. Could go in Yavish Kappa, the whole thing's dried up. But just down a slit, that's no psul. But since there's no psul by an eye, therefore, it's not a psul gomer, and therefore, it's only lechetila. But with the yevid, if it's put on the mizbeach, so the adin of lo yerdu. That's what we learn pshat in Rebbe Kiva. And vayto v'hu shekodam hegdeshes mum. It has to be that first they will makdish the animal, and then it became a bal mum. So the ma'aseh d'kedusha was first chal, and therefore, it is only lo yerdu. But the diik is the Rashi says that we call the mum in affectation. Let's say the mum was chal upon the animal first, then it's lechal alein kedushas mizbeach mi'elam. There was never kedushas korban chal on it. So Avad only had the kedushas damim then, and therefore the ainam mizbeach mekadesh tzulim. El shenir loy. Avad the mizbeach is only mekadesh to make a lock of a mol lo yerdu, something that has shaykes to the mizbeach. It had to have once of kedushas aguf. Here if it was the baal mum first, pshita would be a din of yerdu. So that's what he says here, who should call the Magdation as Mumma? Rom Rabbi Chiyah Barabo, Umoydi Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva agrees though, the Oilas Nikevom, when you bring a Korban Oila, Nikevom, which we don't have, we know a Korban Oila could only be brought from the Zohar. So if you bring it in the Nikevom, that's like a Mum, therefore the command, the Korda Mumma, Magdation Dami, that's like the Kedusha was never Chal, that's like it's a Mum before. Even though by Eifus is kosher, but such a mum of an akeva, it was an akeva as soon as you makdish it, and you makdish it for korban oila, and there's no oila that could come from an akeva. Therefore, the kedusha not chal at all. and therefore not a kedushas aguf, and therefore that even if you put it on top of the mizbeach, or vidin of yerdu. On this, most of Reb Zer, asks the question. It says halacha hamalim ben bachutz. So we had the brayse before. If you bring those things outside, so potter, still you potter. Now, one of those things we had before, those things are not bought for royal achila. Therefore, even if you bring it outside, you burn it outside, still you potter. You still you potter. So you had before shalil. We had before about the emperor, the baby, or malim ben mashrim of sorai. Even though you makter the boser outside bachutz, still you potter. Why? Rashi says the reason is the lad gufa de zivchu. It's not really part of the korban itself. It's not fit for korban. That's what it says. That's potter. The deek is though for meimon chayiv b'mashma. If you take from the boser of the mother of the mekeva, you would be chayiv. So it comes out the mother of Adam was in the mekeva. So heichidom heveichim mishkachas lo. How do you find it? That there's a chiyuv like to burn the meat, and now that you're burning it outside, you chayiv. So it must be brothers nekevon. It must be by an oila, by korban oila. There's a locha to burn the meat. Like vavilu b'shlomim hamala basa b'chutz poto. The miskabel v'fnim. Because by a korban shlom, you don't burn the basa anyway inside. You're allowed to burn it outside. So where is there an issa to burn it outside? It must be by korban oila. So talking about now, the shilya is muta. But mashma the mother, it's also. The question is, he yamrik bishleimik sagra b'kiva, oylas nekeva, imolo leteres, and the chur the kashri is, why is there an issa to burn the meat of an oylas nekeva b'chutz? If it's never niskabo b'fnim, if it can never go into mizbeach, so there's no issa to burn a b'chutz. So bishleimik learn the Quran from b'kiva, that on an oylas nekeva, if it went on top of the mizbeach, there'll be a din leteres, that it's not called like a mumi karam, but rather it's called Kedushas Chal, that Allah is imolo lo yerdum. So me'lo mani Rabbi Kiva. Who does this bryce go according to Rabbi Kiva? So therefore, if you burn the basar of the nekevas oila b'chutz, you would be chayiv, because it could be brought to fnim with Allah imolo lo yerdum. Elo but iyamin, if you want to tell me imol satere that l'may sivin according to Rabbi Kiva, if the basar of the nekeva is oil of staka terid, because it's considered like a mum was here first, the kedusha is never chal, is so hamani, who does this cross to go, who does the price to go like? The more it says no, Amirella says like this, hamala mehem bachutz potter. True, if you burn the shalil, bachutz you potter, the deek is though, for me muri imon chayiv, but if you burn from the imurim of its mother bachutz, then you'll be chayiv. And that's from that Korban Shlomim. But a Korban Shlom, even though you don't burn the basa, but the emurim, the fat, should do burn. That's what's telling us. When the kevah was pregnant, and the shlil, there's no issa bachutz. But on the emurim of the shlomim, there would be an issa to be makdesid bachutz. V'ho, for the gemara v'om hen ketoni, it says from then, the chura of the imon dunya did who? It means the mother, just like them. The chura, just like by them, it means even the the mashma mehem, mashma from its boser. In other words, mashma, the boser of the embryo, you're allowed to burn outside. So her it's mashma though, but from the mother it's boser alone, you're not allowed to. So again it's a kash, who does it go like? But again it's a kash, well mehem ketoni, the imon dumi to do. So Mora says, el rada aima like this, ha mala mehemureyem bachutz pot, enech nami. Learn, it means even from the shlil, if you burn the fats of the shlil bachutz, that's potem. Because it's not miskabel v'fnim, but the deek will be from the emurim on chayit enechanami. But if you burn the emurim of the mother of a korban shlomim, which a shlomim could be brought from a nekeva, then you would be chayit. So kids, you have no right. It's not a kash like we said. It could be like we said that enechanami, according to Rabbi Kiva, a nekeva's oila would be tered. It's considered like the mum was there first. There's no kedusha at all, and therefore even if it's oila, it would be tered. Now the Mishnah says, Shochetu amanaslo niach es domoi. Let's say Shechtel did the shmer v'shchit on the korban, and you haven't that just to leave the blood over, not to make a zriko. Lo niach es domoi, or yemur of lemachor, or you had in mind just to leave over the emurim tomorrow. Not that you had in mind to make a zriko tomorrow. You just had in mind to leave it over until tomorrow. Or lo yotzi lachutz, because you had in mind to take out the dam bachutz. So if you the point of view says yes, it's called the psul, it's passed the korban. The Chama says no, that's not a machshava to pasul. A machshava of lihinuach just leave it over, that is not possible. What's the middle of Manas Litna Gavya Keves, Shlek Negra Yisoid, he had a mind to put from the dam on the Zbeach on the wrong place, not Negra Yisoid, or else for Litna and Esanistin Lamala Lamato, dam is supposed to be on top of the Chuta Shikru, he had a mind to put it on bottom, or else the Esanistin Lamato, dam is supposed to be on the bottom part, Lamala, and he had a mind to do it on top, the Esanistin Bifnim Bachutz, the Esanistin Bachutz Bifnim,